views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Vibrant Purposeful Living Radio with Lou Paradise. Tune in monthly with Lou and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou is an expert in pain management, educational health, and wellness, and the innovator of the leading pain relief cream, Topperson. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Negatives are just positives waiting to happen. Awaken the vibrant life within you. Tune in today.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I love this. Vibrant Purposeful Living with me, Dr. Pat, and my friend whose show this is, Lou Paradise. This is your new way of living. Today, we have gotten a bunch of requests from all of you that have listened to us talk about the gel. And one of the things you've asked, and especially you've asked me personally, is, okay, how do you talk about, can you show, give us any results? You know, you guys have done a great job in talking about the medicine, the holistic approach, but human growth hormone, and specifically the gel, and those of you heard me give out my website, Genius HGH, but also New You Lou, you can find out more about it. The question really is, what is the evidence about how our lives can improve? How can we improve the quality of sleep? How can we get energy, and how can we bring joy back? And so today's show with Lou, who is a master, and what I want to say about this is Lou Paradise invented Topperson decades ago. Today, that product, by the way, the testimonials that you will hear just about that product from my buddies who I gave samples of, with what they thought was a torn meniscus, what they thought was a torn hamstring. The results of what they're saying is exactly what Lou Paradise is about. He isn't about coming to the forefront and giving us pseudo results or pseudo ideas. Today, it's about results, because there's no point in him talking with me, me talking with you, him talking with you about things that don't work. So both of us try to make very, very, very sure that whatever we say to you, we can talk about from our own personal experience. And today we're going to be talking about what it is in HGH, the gel, whatever you, what we're going to refer to it as in the show. What does it do? Does it help with sleep and why? Does it help with energy and why? And how soon might somebody expect to see a shift and change and joy? And that's what today is about. Lou is that person that has decided, I have now found, of course, Topperson, but now I am Lou Paradise, and I am behind something that has not only worked for me, but is now working for thousands and thousands of people. And because you may not have heard about this, because it's new, and for me, I don't bring anything to the listeners that I can't stand behind. So today we want to talk to you about sleeping and energy. Lou, it's great to have you.
As always, an absolute privilege, pleasure, truly to be here, especially that fabulous audience who loves you so much. They can't stand it. And we know why. So thank you so much. It's great to be here and do our duo, our co-hosting together. Appreciate this so much.
Yeah, I think we're at the point now, and if I could say this, see if you agree. You know, we've been kind of talking about the gel, and what I mean by that is we've been talking about the gel, we've been talking about HGH, and we've been talking about it as evidence mounts on the effects. Now, today we're going to talk about not only the evidence, but we're going to talk about the science, and we're going to talk about the body, because now we know, not just from you and me, but we know that thousands of people, you and I are part of that, that are experience extraordinary results. And that's what today's show is about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I think one of the things for sure, you mentioned some of the endurance and energy, especially from a point of how many people, all, you know, to think of, we were in front of a group of autistic parents last week, Saturday, because, you know, the challenges of any child who is on the spectrum, especially with all the all different kinds of symptoms and profiles of what happens with these little beautiful people, that their brain is wired in a certain way. They may be more conscious of things than we ever could imagine, and a higher consciousness than we could imagine. But it stresses a parent to have this constant circumstance for all kinds of reasons, frustration, doubt, fear, energy levels, not being able to get to sleep at night. And of course, all of those are tied into endurance, energy, recovery, healing, being at peace, feeling like you're really at a state of well-being and the optimum sense of well-being. And we thought it was really pretty interesting that the stress kind of related issues that beset everybody in different levels, which is, oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. If we're in the New York or Washington state, there's no stress. What the heck are we talking about? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we already know what's going on in Washington state in terms of stress. Right?
Yeah, hallelujah. And so the issue there that backs into the whole idea of HGH, the gel, the performance, the factors leading up to restorative sleep, which is something a lot of adults think is the thing of the past. Yeah, I got some great restorative sleep when I was 2 and 3 and 4, but after that, I'm done. Right? And why did you feel exuberant and ready to rock and roll and take on the world when you're little? And as you got older, a little less sleep, you maybe not recognize that that was what's going on. Your energy levels kind of fell a little bit, but you got back up and did your thing. Get into your 30s and 40s, and all of a sudden, oh my goodness gracious, like somebody hit you over the head with a hammer. And you're up, you're thinking, you're stressed, you're overloaded of the day, the cortisol running, our hormonal levels out of balance, and all of these factors leading up to energy levels being depleted, the cognitive memories being a little bit less than you'd like them to be, the whole consciousness and cognitive health, cardiovascular health, fat burning machine that all of a sudden not fat burning anymore. Why the heck is that going on? And where do I get my energy? Where do I get my sleep? How do I get better? How do I get back to being the best version of me? And this is all of the things that we've been talking about. And I think the cool thing about us giving our own testimonials will be a help too, you know, from of what we actually experience being on the product as long as we both have. So that I think would be a real help to everybody.
Well, I mean, what we're talking about now is something that up until this point, there wasn't a real general population solution for. And what I mean by that is, and you and I have talked about this on previous shows, where many years ago, the idea of injecting human growth hormone into your system was made available under, of course, at the time, doctor supervision, but also for a very select group of people. Mm-hmm. Then it was opened up to the public for only the wealthy, right? Because the bottom line is, I think they're like about $2,000 an injection. And I think you're supposed to get a couple a month or something, but that is not a general population. So over time, what we've developed or what we know about, especially thank you to all of our natural doctors and maybe Suzanne Summers, who said bioidentical hormones are awesome and we can put them on the skin and they have a positive effect. So hello for that. Now, given that, now let's take it to the next level. If HGH is going to help us in so many ways, which we talk about today. And now we understand that the power and the proven information, blood work from bioidentical hormones being applied topically. Now, when we think about HGH and a homeopathic HGH being applied topically, now we're in the ballpark where the general population who doesn't have to spend a gazillion dollars can have the same feeling and result as everybody else. And that's really the key.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, you know, the rich and famous have known about HGH injections for a long time. And for them, you know, $2,000-$3,000 a month is pocket change in a lot of cases. You need somewhere between 2 to 4 IUs, international units of HGH, in order for it to have any effect. The cost of it, again, is prohibitive for the average person. So here we are in a situation where finally, and HGH injections have their own now I'm not going to say downside, so it's terrible downside, but there's problematic things beside the cost. Are you getting the right amount? Is it too much? Is it overloading your body? Because the pituitary, which produces HGH on the anterior side of the pituitary, along with the adrenals and the thyroid, have to work together in the whole endocrine system in order to produce the rest of the cascading hormones for all of your metabolic function to come back to normal. So when we look at the kind of results, I'll give you my own. You know, I've been on HGH on the gel. My background is homeopathic medicine for almost 40 years. So anybody who knows me knows that if I'm going to choose something that's going to give my body targeted intelligent medicine that gives my body what it needs and stimulates the right glands, the right nerve tissue, the muscle tissue I'm aiming specifically. And that's what homeopathic is. Homeopathy is intelligent medicine that literally has a job of targeting a very specific part of the body in order to bring about homeostasis, bring you back to normal, so on and so forth. So when I first started the gel, and it goes back to almost 8 months ago, within the first 2 weeks, I didn't notice a lot of dramatic things. I noticed subtle things. My energy levels started to come up again. I've always had really good energy. In about 4 weeks, my mental acuity was like sharp as a tack. I mean, I don't lose a whole lot mentally because I'm a researcher and I guess I exercise my brain, so I'm in good shape that way. The mental acuity was really, really rocking. But what really got me, two things that really got me, week number five, and that's why we always tell folks or recommend like anything natural, and this is a topical that you put on your skin, so you don't have to worry about any overdose or whatever the case may be. It takes time to get to maximum results, and we always recommend people to be on the gel or any kind of natural product for 2-3 months. And it's worth every single nickel you're going to pay for it. And it's a fraction of the cost of these injections, which for most people not only don't help, but they have all kinds of other side effect profiles. And so what I really noticed, which was really cool, is my brain is active constantly, and I shut it down. But it's active with stuff that I love doing. You know, as a researcher, if something pops in my brain, it's like, boom, I'm up. Oh, man, wait a minute. I got to go down and put something on the computer or write something down. I could not believe that I not only got into deep sleep, but I had the most vivid, colorful, astoundingly amazing dreams. It was like I was at this place, at the scene, at the beach or on a boat or somewhere having a fabulous time with people I love. It's like a picture, like a video to me. Like, it wasn't one of those weird, something comes in, something comes out, it turns, and all of a sudden it's like, where the hell am I kind of thing. Vivid, vivid dreams. What it told me as a physiological researcher, I was finally getting REM sleep. We don't get into REM sleep, we don't have dreams. We don't get into dream state, we don't have restorative sleep. That means we're up at night, we're never going to feel better. Every time we get up, oh God, I look at the clock, I thought I got 8 hours of sleep, but I still feel lousy. My energy level is already low. I got to go grab the coffee. Why to boost your adrenals? And oh, okay, I'm feeling better now a little bit. And all of that is as a direct result of the fact that hormonal levels depreciate or drop at a certain point in life. And when we use a natural botanical loaded 20 botanicals that have all this other work it does behind the three homeopathics, and we have this energy boost, the attachment of antioxidants, the opportunity to have level performance and toxicity reduction, which increased the other thing I was very happy with, because I kind of laid off my exercise program just to see what would happen. And I had about 20 or 30 pounds, believe it or not, that I had to lose over the winter. And the next thing I do when I'm on the scale, like, oh gosh, it goes into week number 12 or so, I'm down 20 pounds. I'm saying, whoa, fat burning machine kicked on. Sleep, fat burning machine, cardiovascular, feeling really good, cognitive health. And the other thing, which is really cool, I noticed the collagen literally replacing itself under my skin. I have pretty good skin. I really got that from my mom and my dad. But and no crow's feet for the most part. But even the little ones I had gone. I'm saying, I'm in love with this product. I'll never stop using it. And that's my experience.
Well, and you know, part of this too is, and let's talk about this and kind of recap for a little bit. You know, I'm like Lou, I have to understand and I have to study things at a real scientific level for me. And so I always look for, you know, now what we're starting to see is we're starting to see science and we're starting to see studies and we're starting to see, you know, what we can point to that science and research is pointing to. And one of the things that we do point to is, of course, we've talked about muscle strength before, but now we're starting to talk about fracture healing. And we're starting to see studies, you know, and results of that. For example, 6 months of HGH therapy in a double blind placebo group, you know, we're looking at healthier older men and what the results were as a, you know, according to University of California Department of Medicine. And so what we're looking at, you know, we're looking at enhanced collagen depositing during a wound healing process. So what does that mean? That means you heal faster. But the bottom line, when we're talking about sleep, it's twofold. And let's talk about this. The first part is number one, sleep deprivation. So let's talk about that for a minute. The reason it's important to talk about that is because if you are sleep deprived, then what's happening with you is it has a negative impact, right, Lou?
Absolutely.
On your natural ability for human growth hormone. So let's start with that. That's thing one. So automatically, sleep deprived, right? Here we go. So, you know, 24 to 36 hour in a study, University of Chicago Department of Medicine, human growth hormone, you know, release was drastically decreased and noticeably decreased in growth hormone peak values at night. And so this 24 hour pulse rate of the growth hormone and this particular study really points to, wait a minute, here's the issue. This study says that sleep deprivation can reduce growth hormone release the morning after.
Yeah.
Like, not just like the morning after, and then severely disturb and alter the sleep-wake cycle, right?
Exactly.
Chicago Department of Medicine, right there, that's one. So now here we are. We're caught in a cycle. I know I need to sleep. I'm not sleeping. I don't have the energy. Because I'm not sleeping, now I'm depleting my natural state of human growth hormone. Now, every time that I don't sleep and I continue to be sleep-deprived, my human growth hormone is not being produced. Having said that, let's talk about the solution.
Yeah, you know, so here we are in a situation where talking about sleep deprivation, and I wanted to kind of give one other little synopsis. Sleep deprivation, dehydration, supplement or food specific nutrient deficiencies, all these counterbalances, right, are all part of that as well. But here's this whole thing that probably most people don't know, and I think it's important. REM sleep. REM is really interesting. You don't start in REM. You start it at, there's a eight phases of REM, believe it or not. And so phase number one, you start to relax. Two, a little bit more relaxation. You get to number three and number four. And when you get to number four, you're just at the beginning of REM. Now, so why is it that we come to understand that the lack of being able to relax at night, stress is the number one reason, the number one cause of people not getting enough sleep. So the relaxing stage between one, two, three, and then four, and here's what's cool. Here's what happens before you get into REM. The beginning stage of REM doesn't happen at one, two, or three, or even four. It happens when it goes from four back to three, back to two, and then back to one. And now you're in REM. Now, in order for your body to get there, HGH release actually happens in the middle of those cycles to keep you relaxed, to keep all your hormone functions exactly the way they are. So your metabolic oxygen delivery, your CO2 coming out of the body, toxins coming out of the body, all happen at that moment in time that keeps your muscle completely relaxed. So you're not spasming. And people are getting spasms and Charlie horses in the middle of the night, the old phrase of a muscle spasm. All of those things related to the fact that when you look at the Chicago study, you look at any study, when you affect the fact of HGH affected at night when it's supposed to be released in REM, that's the reason it jacks it up even towards the next day throughout the cycle, because you've missed the cycle and it's trying to catch up with itself. So in the meantime, what happens is that when you get to that restorative restful sleep, every other function of your body starts to mobilize itself. Your fat burning machine happens at night because it's part of the brown cells of fuel for your body to repair itself. In the repair mode, it's using every metabolic function while you're at rest in order for it to repair. Every 37 trillion cells is being repaired at the same time while we're at sleep. And while we're at REM sleep, and while we're dreaming incredible dreams, and while we're aspiring to having joy in our lives, all those metabolic functions have to happen in a sequence of order. Otherwise, they get thrown out of order. And like you said in the Chicago study, it disrupts it even HGH after during the next day.
Yeah.
And when the cycle is disrupted, even 2 days, then you really are jacked completely. So the solution with the gel is that the gel goes into your microcirculation. It stays there, targeting your pituitary, your adrenals, and your thyroid, kind of letting them know that when you start getting into REM, because it's only a small little tiny window, it's probably 50 minutes of the entire day, and it's mostly in REM where the release of HGH actually happens. The most good that you're going to do your body, and then the next day, the results of having your HGH released properly at night while it's metabolically going through your system, through the pituitary cascading effects, gives you sleep, gives you restoration of your health. It restores your body, it restores your energy, your endurance starts to increase, your fat burning machine is turned on. You wake up a very different smiling, happy mama. And at the end of the day, we know that if you don't do those things in sequences, any sequences that are broken down interfere with that whole thing. And that's why we don't get to sleep. And that's why we don't get the rest of the effects that we should get. And that's why thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and you and I talked to not all the thousands of them, but we're tuned in to how many people are blown completely away. Something safe, something natural you use twice a day on your skin, affordable, like it's, oh my goodness. I mean, a cup of coffee a day, right? Is what it is. And your whole metabolic function changes. Is this some sort of a miracle out of some little bottle? The answer is absolutely not. The body is this kind of miracle. When we give it the things it needs to be the kind of miracle it was intended to be, we get all these benefits. And youthful, aging properly, gracefully, cutting down on things that cause you to lose bone density, another big factor. All of these benefits are all part of this package of this very natural HGH gel product, 20 botanicals, 3 phenomenal homeopathic intelligent medicines. As close as we could possibly get to something called lightning in a bottle, seriously. And I'm just thrilled that we're talking about it.
Well, and you know, part of what we're doing is every day there's a new study. And you know, what we're now starting to see too are the results of longitudinal studies, meaning the study that I referenced was a 15-year-old study, meaning people over a 15-year period, right? Yeah. So we're now starting to really be able to put the, you know, the suggestions about what human growth hormone is and what it does, we're actually able to put some numbers to it. The other thing we're also talking about is, you know, under the old paradigm of injecting oneself, with the injection hormone, there's a whole series of things that could go wrong. And we're not talking about that. So I think we should be clear.
Yeah.
You know, for many people that may be just tuning in, they're like, oh, are they talking about those injections? No, we've already talked about those injections. And there's a lot of research out there about what injecting human growth hormone does, what it doesn't do, and what's at risk. We're not talking about that. We're talking about an application that is self-governing, and maybe you could talk to that for a moment.
Oh, absolutely, and that's a great point. Self-governing microdosing, homeopathic medicines are designed to help the body to get back into homeostasis, into balance. What we call it intelligent, elegant medicine is because, unlike a chemical product that goes in and nullifies or changes or tries to disrupt a functional part of the body, like inflammation, for instance, when you're taking oral pain medicine. That may sound like a good idea until you realize that once you affect the part of inflammation that actually is a vital part of protecting your whole body, a lot of people don't know that, you've actually done yourself more harm than good. Beside the chemical in a lot of those pills that can really do damage, very evident, very well documented in terms of damage into your internal organs and so many different things that are happening there. So here's how this works. We put this on our skin, on the area of the body, usually right on your wrist or behind your knees or under your arms, wherever you've got a really good surface where you've got veins close to the skin. And most of it is more microcirculation than it is venous blood flow, which is better actually, because microcirculation delivers all the oxygen nutrients all and gets rid of the waste byproducts from 37 trillion cells in our body. The botanicals that are in it are part of the delivery system. We got three incredible homeopathic medicines that are targeting specifically properly making sure it's stimulating the thyroid, stimulating your adrenals, and stimulating, most importantly, the master hormone. This little tiny, it's astounding, Dr. Pat, that the pituitary is about a size of a pea, and it does all this phenomenal work. This micro, small microenvironment, the micro dosing, self-governing, because what it is most of people don't realize homeopathic medicine works pretty much like DNA works. Cells talk to each other, not in language like, hey, how you doing? How's your family? What's up? You know, right? Don't talk in words and phrases, in electrical images, electrical imprints, literal pictures of what it is that the coding, like the computer coding, tells a cell about where it is, what's going on, how it stays healthy, how it stays replicated. The faster the replication, the younger our cells stay. The slowdown in replication, the older our cells and or more decay or more destruction or more death of cells. This HGH product, three targeted medicines to balance those three hormonal levels, the cascading effect of the pituitary to the adrenals to the hypothalamus, actually, along with the thyroid, activates all of the other hormonal factors and brings all of the hormones into balance. What happens at that moment in time is your whole longevity, talk about longevity, your whole cellular structure comes back to a speed that's conducive to when you were younger. It's like so cool. It's like dialing back the clock. It's like, wait a minute, I'm going to go back to the future. Thank you very much, right? And when we have this self-governing, self-effacing, intelligent, elegant medicine, targeting balances in the powerful sense of this great little microenvironment that's, in fact, the microcirculation of the body just is the biggest cardiovascular wise. It is like an organ. It's so massive. It's like the organ of the cardiovascular system delivering all this stuff, having all the hormonal levels coming back into balance. So you are optimum health physically with all the other energy, endurance, fat burning, skin looking better. I'm telling you, I've seen improvement in my eyesight. I'm getting less and less. My scripts are they're reading glasses. Blown away by that, by the way. My wife keeps telling me my hair is coming in darker. Well, I don't know about all that, guys, but but I'm feeling as good as I felt 20 years ago at the minimum, and we could all have that benefit by something natural, profound that moves the body into a position where it's at its optimum healing best, right? Yeah. Fired up, operating in all 12 cylinders and saying, I don't have to feel like I'm, well, for me, in my case, I was born in 1902 and I look pretty good for that age. But at the end of the day, this is exciting because this starts to talk about health and vital health and wellness in a way where we can truly protect and engage in the most astounding thing, which is doing the stuff we love with the people we love. And Topperson has been that for many, many years. We're thrilled that we can offer something safe and effective that's self-governing. It's an intelligent medicine that targets these phenomenal parts of our body that wakes up these wonderful things that make us feel absolutely better than we have in 20 or 30 years. And that's an absolute fact.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things we're going to do, we're going to take a short break. And before we do, I want to let everybody know how they can find out more about this. They can go to your site and they can go to mine. Let's tell them how to do that.
Sure. My site is newyoulou. This is .com. So newyoulou.com. GeniusHGH.com, my very dear friend, Dr. Pat, GeniusHGH.com. And you could find out all the other information. We believe in you getting the information you need. So instead of sales pitches and it's all boring stuff and nonsense that usually is out there, and you could see all the great information about what this is, how it works, why it is, However we can help you, of course, we are just thrilled to do that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, as I move forward, some of the studies that I'm quoting from, I'm going to be posting them because I think it's important for you all to evaluate things the way I did. You know, one of the things I'm most excited about, and I'll say this before we go to break, is we're now starting to see studies on children. And so in 2018, a breakthrough study was done. And the question that was asked, is growth hormone deficiency associated with anxiety disorder and depressive symptoms in children and adolescents? So this is a case control study. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what they found. Take a short break. We'll be right back.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here with Lou Paradise. You know, we're talking about what it is that he and I are really passionate about, and passionate about it for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is, and recently myself talking with Dr. Ronnie about it, one of the reasons is when you're people like us who have suffered, let's just call it disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or pain. Or have gone down a path where you don't think you'll ever be able to rebuild the stamina you had to do the things you love. And you're actually told that. In my case, as little as 6 months ago, my doctor wondered how I was even standing. How are you even standing? We don't know how you're walking. And so when you're given information like this, you've got to find ways to dispel all of that so you can live the life you want. The bottom line for me, that question is not important to me. The question is, what am I able to do to make sure that I'm not only standing, but I'm vibrant, that I'm happy? And up until now, there was very little for those of you out there that didn't have the benefit that Lou and I have of the greatest naturopaths in the world. Mm-hmm. But now that's changed. And before the break, Lou, I was talking about the recent studies that are coming out. You know, I referred to a 2018 study. Here's the headline of the study, everybody, just so you know. And this is out of Science Direct. The question that came up was, is growth hormone deficiency associated with anxiety disorder and depressive symptoms? Now, why do I say that that's important? These are directly related to sleep deprivation.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, they not only get your day out of whack, but anxiety disorder, depressive symptoms, they also contribute to sleep deprivation. In other words, not being able to sleep. And I honestly, we don't need science to tell our listeners that they know this. This
sure.
study in particular, believe it or not, was focused on children and adolescents. You'd be thinking to yourself, really? So the bottom line to this, Lou, and what they discovered was, in the end, that these folks, and this was a study that had a control group, a real study. Basically, what they said is the treatment, you know, GHD, the recipients, resulted in lower scale scores. So what does that lower scale score mean? That means a lower scale on the anxiety and depression scale. Now, if that's a correlation, then the question is, how do we get this solution into the hands of the general population?
Yeah, really. See, because what happens, and I think brilliantly said, by the way, on the break. So you have data and you have studies. What do you do? What solutions are there? Because we have tons of data, tons of studies, medical libraries that sell us all kinds of stuff. But what do we do that isn't harsh chemical pharmaceutical? And I'm saying that with all respect, because sometimes that might be the course of treatment, course of action for somebody. What happens with the human body is you can't poison yourself to better health, right? So if we're going to take a bunch of medicines that are not natural to the body, are we fixing the cause of what the problem is, or are we just masking up the symptom? And oftentimes the symptom, 99% of the time, it's a symptom we're really looking to mask and hide because we don't know enough about the physiology of the body. And a medical director of medicine in a very big pharmaceutical company said that on stage one time. The reason why we don't do better pharmaceutically in terms of treating human beings is because, and this is, I was absolutely taken aback and quite refreshed at the same time. We don't understand the biological working mechanism of the human body. So if the reality of natural medicine research, which is a good counterbalance, because if somebody's got to take some meds for certain things, how about if they take less of them, again, with their doctor or their pharmacist monitoring? Where do the natural solutions lose their grip when the natural solutions were the only things we had for thousands of years before modern technology took over and we wound up in this place where we have an over-medicated society as a general rule? Toxicity overload and all those kinds of things, right? When we talk about rebalancing the body, resetting its factory setting, just the way Lord God Almighty wanted it. He made us perfect. We have been screwing around with the body for a very long time. The very, very incredible Papas Lee says, hey, if my doctor told me that I don't even know how you're walking, I don't know how you're standing up, and here's a vibrant person playing table tennis and winning championships, why is that? Because Pat's got the will to do it? Well, that's part of the reason. Or does Pat have solutions to get this done? The increase of solutions of natural HGH that you can have your body wake up exactly the HGH your body needs, exactly what release it needs from your adrenals and your thyroid as all cascading hormones to balance your body and bring it back to a state of not only more youthfulness because it gives you more energy, but to restore your health so we have less of what we are hearing about in these kinds of studies. How many people we know are depressed because their hormonal levels are all over the map? How many people we know are depressed because stress doesn't allow them to get any sleep? all of this catch 22, and you take caffeine and you take the energy drinks and it boosts you for a little bit and lets you down and exhausts the very nature of your hormonal compounds that are necessary to bring you back into feeling really just the general sense of well-being that's off the charts. Natural HGH replaces the old way of injections and expense of it by helping your body to come into balance. So these incredible homeopathic medicines, three of them, 20 botanicals brilliantly put together to support, to deliver all the other benefits your body needs to bring it into balance. So every structure from your skin all the way down into your microcirculation, your lymphatics, all the organs of your body, your brain function, cardiovascular health, your fat burning machine, you're looking youthful because you're feeling better. You're looking better because you're getting best sleep. Your endurance is off the charts. You go out and conquer the day and say to yourself, oh my God, age is just a number, dude. I'm going to pick the one I like. I'm going to go back to that one. And I got the solution naturally to keep me exactly the way I will want it to be whatever time I love my life most physically, so I can really rock the world and continue to do the things I do from a health point of view and get to, down to living my life vibrantly.
People might be asking the question, why? I mean, and for me, I have to have a scientific why. I have to have an answer, scientific why. So, you know, when I met you several months ago and we started talking about this, you know, I was very excited about it. But, you know, for me, it wasn't something I wasn't familiar with. But what I was really struck by in my own research and investigation of this is, who doesn't want to be joyful? But for those people that are listening to this, they're going to probably say, they're like me. How does the science work? So now what we're getting is, in addition to what you presented today here on sleep and the pituitary gland, now what we're getting is studies. And again, 2018, looking at growth hormone and what they call a myogenic commitment to stem cells. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you the whole science. So they're looking at growth hormone, stem cells. Everybody's talking stem cells. Mm-hmm. Not many of us even understand what the heck they're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, what is the relationship between this? Mm-hmm. And the reason this is important is because somebody suggested stem cells for my knees.
Sure.
The question that came up for me was, well, if I go and I get the stem cell treatment for my knees, am I going to have the other things in place that are going to support that? And the number one thing they asked me about was, what's my growth hormone level? Really? You did ask me about that? Why? Well, this study is very clear. Mm-hmm. Growth hormone will enhance these stem cells. Mm-hmm. Growth hormone inhibits what they call the fat generating stem cells. Mm-hmm. And then this research says, oh, and by the way, they're very cautious in science, folks. It may regulate body composition, in part affected by these commitments of stem cells. Mm-hmm. So basically what they're saying is, we're now seeing something that's so vital and so important to the health and well-being of people. We're going to study it more. Mm-hmm. But all of this ties us back to the fact of, if we are caught in a cycle of sleep, no sleep, sleep deprivation, wake up the next day, I don't have enough growth hormone for me to even have a good day, then I'm sleep deprived again, day two, then I wake up again, and now it's a cumulative effect on my well-being. Then again, day three, I'm sleep deprived, now I'm anxious, I wake up again, and even the next day, my growth hormone is not being produced. So what you have is an exponential effect of sleep deprivation to the exponential. So what we're talking about, how do you stop the cycle? Because you have to stop the cycle. If we're not stopping the cycle, then the accumulation of sleep deprivation continues to have an impact on how we generate naturally growth hormone. But more importantly, there's no way to stop it. And so what you're saying is, wait a minute, we have a way to not just stop it, but we can stimulate your natural body's growth hormone too.
Exactly. And think about that connection between growth hormone and stem cells and looking at those two connections. The biological cellular discussion that all these membranes have is it starts with the growth hormone. The hypothalamus actually stimulates the pituitary from that other perspective. The growth hormone compounds, electrically charged, all those electrical signatures and conversations that cells want to have with one another starts with the pituitary, cascading and having an electrical signature discussion with all the rest of the glandular surfaces, the metabolic functions, the stem cells, all of those things connected together that wake all those cells up. So if they're not speaking to each other, that's where the door gets closed, and then we're in that catch-22. So it's like the key, we talk about this HGH gel is the key that goes back down inside the vault with this cool stuff behind the door and unlocks the door. And only the amount of HGH your body naturally produces, because that's what your body wants, it's saying, I naturally want to go back to balance. Only the amount that your body stimulated to produce naturally comes from the pituitary, starts immediately to affect all the cascading cells around it, the adrenals and the function of the thyroid, to wake up all your cellular membrane, including a rejuvenation of DNA, believe it or not, telomeres, which is part of the chromosomes on the inside of each cell, is like akin to the tip of a shoelace, the little plastic tip on a shoelace that keeps it from unraveling. Well, if your HGH and your cellular membrane, along with your stem cells and DNA, are all attached in this thing, if those other chromosomes, the kind of membrane, starts to wear out or break, like the shoes, like the little plastic tips on the end of a shoelace, the shoelace unravels, right? Well, when that happens, the DNA unravels. Then you're sending structural damage all the way throughout the system. That's where aging actually occurs. HGH gel safely producing the result of sending the key down to the door, this vault, this magic vault for the master hormone to come out and say, hey, man, I'm here. Everybody's going to be better. And we're going to rock and roll now, because it's electrically speaking to every other function of your body to wake it all up, to get your normal function, your health and vitality, your youthful processes back into motion, so you enjoy all the benefits that you would have enjoyed feeling like you were 20 years ago. And if it's 40 years ago for some folks, because it really dials it back, because it's waking up the natural processes of your body to bring it back into balance. When health is not necessarily just the absence of a disease state, it's the body in harmonic balance. And when that occurs, which can happen now with this natural solution, we answer all of these questions. Stress levels come down because cortisone comes down. That cortisone levels are really important. When stress hits, cortisone levels go out of whack. You're jacked up hormonally. Your stress levels also inhibit what happens. HGH does not allow the fat to accumulate. It also helps the fat to burn, the brown fat cells, especially abdominal, the place where we love it most, all of our beautiful ladies and men in the, around our abdomen, around our hips. That fat does not go away no matter what the heck I do. That's because HGH release is not sufficient enough. The door hasn't been opened, so it comes out and kicks, does its thing, and vitalizes and revitalizes your entire mechanism, the whole entire body's functional system. That's the answer to how do we stay peaceful and calm and energized.
Yeah.
This is a tool that we could do it. And scientifically, this product has been around in the market and original testing of it and performance factors for 14 years. So it's not new, which is really very cool.
No, it's not new, but what's new about it is the availability and accessibility to public. And for those of you that are thinking, wow, that sounds great by Lou. Okay. Here's the science behind what Lou just said. Remember this particular study, because in 2016, Kumi Fudowaka, Tatsuya Tagami, Yuki Fukudawa, Akaya Nishita, and a bunch of several others, medicine and clinical studies, the faculty of the pharmaceutical sciences, right? These folks came out and asked the question, what is the relationship between, are you ready, growth hormone and energy? Exactly what we're talking about today. Do you believe that they studied this? Here's what they were interested in. Can we signal the pathways activated by growth hormone during energy metabolism? Can we do that? Yes. In their study, they say yes. Can we enhance the expression of what they call a UCP2? Mm-hmm. That's a key protein, folks, in energy.
Yep.
Can we do that? Yes. Growth hormone found to directly So this is really why we're talking about. I mean, what Lou said is great, but here's another study that says, yes, it does do that. And then they go on to talk about downstream issuance of GH. Mm-hmm. Here's something they didn't come out and say, but they did say this. Results may aid in development of drugs for treatment. And so we don't really have to have the drugs right now for treatment of obesity and energy depletion. Because what Lou is talking about, these folks have to do the science. They must. And so in the end, when they ask the question, can growth hormone signal and be involved in energy metabolism? Their answer across the board in all aspects of their study is yes, we found it significantly does. So that's one of the sciences to really bring to the association that you talked about, you know, absolutely, almost that ripple effect of what people experience. But this is the science that they're finding as to how that would work.
Absolutely. So the cool thing about our show, the cool thing about your broadcast forever and ever, these are the things that are vital. So we have experiences. As a researcher, I must look at scientific, and I would not do anything lesser. But the science we look at is, how do we naturally come to understand the body in a better physiological way, right? And this, and the idea that it's signaling the waking up, just like we said, signaling the waking up of energy levels attached downstream to further do the things that are necessary in the proteins necessary to wake the entire pattern of how the body actually works naturally, as opposed to an intervention from chemicals or some artificial stimulation, which can be good when it's on, and as soon as it's off, it goes back to wherever it was. So these baselines and these studies that reinforce what we know intuitively and scientifically, vital for people to understand. So what it's confirming is exactly how we're experiencing this HGH-GL to work. It's backed up by the fact that scientists have studied this idea. Can HGH work up your energy and ATP patterns and all those things? And the answer is absolutely yes. And when we're energized, guess what? We're feeling better. We're looking better. We're getting the right sleep. It's fat burning time. Yeah. And that's all of the benefits that we know for sure. So that comes from scientific realities and natural research. And something done brilliantly, and I believe in this case with HGH gel with 20 botanicals and 3 homeopathic that just hit it out of the park.
I know. Let's give out the website, because one of the things too that, Lou, that you and I know, and I know you mentioned it before, especially in your own journey of weight loss, one of the things that's triggering all this new science is the degree of obesity in not just our society, but across the globe, the degree of obesity, regardless of age group. So this has really prompted scientists and researchers to say, we have to find a solution that's directly related to the metabolism and the shifting configuration of the body. And so this is a whole new area of research. But somewhere along the way, somebody decided to study growth hormone as a solution. And that's why we're talking about it, both in science, but now the gel. Let's talk to folks on how they can get their own version of the gel, how they could talk to you about it, how they could talk to me about it. And this is another one of those shows where we're committed to answering all the questions that you all had in the last show we did. And we got a lot of calls on this.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we're answering your questions. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah. Go to my site is newulou.com. That's new, newulou.com. Geniushgh.com is our very dear friend, Dr. Pat's website for this as well. Geniushgh.com. We want everybody to know specifically every piece of information that we know as to how we made our decision to come to the point. Now our experience levels, our science, and our decision is great information providing. So newulou.com, geniushgh.com. You're going to get all the information you need, and people on the other end that are actually people to talk to. And one of them is me. So I love the fact of being able to interact with everybody and get them the information they need to make the informed decision.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm going to be setting up a special phone number for this. But until then, please call our offices and say, look, I want to talk to Pat or Lou about HGH. 425-686-7532. 425-686-7532. Carter, Kat, Ashley, Jessica, one of them will pick up. Give them your name, your phone number, and Lou or I or both of us will call you back. We are here to answer your questions, and we've got a ton of them from you all. And I think this show today very specifically addressed sleep and the multi-ripple effect of what happens when you can activate HGH in the body safely and naturally. Lou, last question, personal message. What do you want to leave us with?
Everybody deserves to have a vibrant, astoundingly amazing life, celebrating physical life, doing the things you love with the people you love. If you haven't found your way to have those keys to that journey, tune into what we're talking about, subscribe to what we're doing, because you deserve nothing but the very best blessings. And for everybody that's celebrating Easter and Holy Week, happy Easter to everybody, and all the warm, beautiful blessings, and reflecting our gratefulness to God Almighty and this beautiful time of year.
Yeah, and I want to thank all of you for tuning us and turning us on, as this month for us as a network represents a pivotal 15-year celebration anniversary in this month. And we have got so much planned for you. For more information about us, for more information about getting your message out there, go to transformationtalkradio.com. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, becoming a sponsor, go to the drpatshow.com. And don't forget, new you, Lou. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Vibrant Purposeful Living Radio with Lou Paradise. Tune in monthly with Lou and Dr. Pat on transformationtalkradio.com. Living a vibrant and purposeful life is more than a catchy slogan or soundbite. It's a way of being, your new life experience. Lou is your expert for awakening the vibrant life within you. For more information or to listen to this show, visit louparadise.com.